Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivam Islam and Hayim and Aleph. We're holding on Amud Aleph and Mabeis, 6 lines from the bottom by the words Amar Shmuel. So says the Gemara Amar Shmuel, Kulan Tzricha Yisahamtim Shay Shechadashim, all women, if they had a previous relationship, so before they start a new relationship and get married, so they need to wait 3 months of Avchana in order to determine whether or not she's pregnant from the first husband. Chutz me Gyeres and Meshuchares Ketano, except for Gyeres and Meshuchares Ketano. She anyways can't, it's not possible for her to have a child, she's only a Ketano, and therefore there's no need to wait 3 months. Now, the mashmaiyus of Shmuel is that Aval Ketana Bas Yisrael Tzrich Lahamtim Shay Shechadashim, is that even though a Ketana, it's not possible that she's pregnant, by a Ketana Bas Yisrael, we still require her to wait 3 months. And obviously the pshat would be Al Tzegzeira, we make her wait 3 months. And then what's the case? What was her previous status with her first husband? What exactly happened that now that marriage terminated and that we're saying that she needs to wait 3 months? Even Mian, if Mian, if they didn't Mian, Hamer Shmuel Deloibai, in such a case they do not need to wait 3 months. There's no need to make a gzeira because Mian is not shaykh by a gedayla. So there's no need to make a gzeira by a katana out of a gedayla. If he began, and if the marriage terminated with a get, so it's true that then she would need to wait 3 months. There would be a gzeira, but why would Shmuel need to tell us that? Ha'amr Shmuel chadazimna. Shmuel already taught us that. Amr Shmuel, Mian alba'i ena tzrichalam to choysha chadashim. Nasun laget, tzrichalam to choysha chadashim. And if they do Mian, she does not need to wait 3 months. And if her first marriage ended with a get, so then she needs to wait 3 months. So what's Shmuel talking about over here? So says the Gemara Elub is Nus. It's talking about a case where she had Nus. That's what happened first. And Mamela, now she needs to wait 3 months. The Gazur Rabbana Katana Mishum Gedayla. Even though it's not Shaykh that she's pregnant, but Chazal Gazur Katana Atu a Gedayla by a Meshuchares by a Gyeres. So that's already Loi Shchiyah by a Katana, and therefore Chazal did not make a Gzera. But by a Katana Bas Yisrael, so then she needs to wait 3 months. Then ask the Gemara Migazrina Katana Mishum Gedayla. Is that really true? Chazal made a gzeira of a katana mishum gedola by a maizes nos, but our Mishnah seems to suggest otherwise. The Mishnah says that by this case where Reuven and Shimon mixed up their wives, Rachel and Leah, so imhayu katanais. The Mishnah said that they need to separate for 3 months. But if Rachel and Leah are ketanos, she'ina ruyas lele, where they can't. There's no chance that they're pregnant. So then machzir and oisan miad. So then they're allowed to right away go back to their husbands. So you see, we do not make a gzeira of ketanos atu gedaylos. Amar Rav Gidlam Arav, no, hira ashah haisa. That was a special heter that they gave in that story. Asked the Gemara mechad havai. What was a special heter? It was a real story. Says the Gemara ela kehira ashah haisa. It was like hira. Rasha. Not that it was an actual story that happened, but that was a special circumstance that they gave the heter. And why? What was the special about it? Because chilif leishchiach. Because it's not so common that people are going to switch up their wives by the nisuin. But mela, there's no need to make a gzeira in that case. But ordinarily speaking, there's a gzeira katana atu gedayla. Now, lishna achrina amrila amr Shmuel. That what Shmuel said was that kulan tzricha sahamtu shleish chadashim chutz mi gyeres meshuchares gedayla. Not a katana, but except for gyeres meshuchares gedayla. Even a gyeres meshuchares gedayla does not need to wait 3 months. And the Gemara will explain why shortly. But the Gemara first is medayik that's mashma from Shmuel that katana bas yisrael ain't a tzricha lahamtu shleish chadashim. But that a katana, even a katana bas yisrael would not need to wait 3 months. Only a gedayla bas yisrael Yisrael needs to wait 3 months. By a katana bas Yisrael, she does not need to wait 3 months. But my, what's the case? Iba Mian Amr Shmuel Chadazimna. If it's talking about Mian, Shmuel already taught us that. And in the case of Mian, she does not need to wait 3 months. And Iba Gad Hakamr Shmuel Debayi. And if it's talking about Gad, Shmuel says in such a case she does need to wait 3 months. Amr Shmuel Mian Ubayi Ainat Tzrich Lahamtu Shay Shechadashim. Nasan La Gad Tzrich Lahamtu Shay Shechadashim. So Ella, the case was is the case of Znos. Not like what we said before that by Znos she needs to wait 3 months. There's a Gzeira Katanu. According to this second version of Shmuel, Shmuel said that by a case of Znos, she does not need to wait 3 months. What happened to the Gzeira of Katana to Gedayla? Says the Gemara, Uznos beKatana leShchiach. It's not common that a Katana will do Znos, and Mamela, there's no need to make a Chazal did not make a Gzeira. Melsud leShchiach leGazu beRavana. Now ask the Gemara, and according to this second lashon of Shmuel, so Shmuel said that a gyeres and mishuchares, a gedayla, does not need to wait 3 months. The question is gyeres mishuchares, the shchiach buznos, ligzer, why didn't Chazal make a gzeira that she needs to wait 3 months? So it says, the Gemara who d'amek Rabbi Yaisi, because Shmuel is going like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that there is no concern by a gyeres and mishuchares that she's pregnant. Which Rabbi Yaisi is this? The Tani we learned in the Braisa. Hagiyayres, Vashvuya, Vashivcha, Shiniftu, Vishinskar, Vinishtachru. You have any of these three ladies. A Giyayres, or a captive lady, or a Shivcha, who's then freed or redeemed, or she converts. So Rabbi Yaisi matterly, Aris, Linasim, Miyad. Rabbi Yaisi allows her to get married right away. Rabbi Yehuda says that she needs to wait 3 months. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi allows her to get married right away, and she doesn't need the 3 months of Havchana. So the Sor Shmuel was going like Rabbi Yaisi. Now we still need to understand Rabbi Yaisi. What's the pshat in Rabbi Yaisi? Why doesn't she need to wait 3 months? So I'm a rabbi, my time with Rabbi Yaisi. He said, Rabbi explained that when a isha is mezaneh, so she uses a maich, some sort of birth control, in order to make sure that she does not become pregnant, because she knows what's coming up, and therefore she doesn't want to be pregnant. However, Amar le Abaye said to Rabbi that Bishla Megiyayres gave in the Daita Ligure, since her mindset is she knows she's planning on converting, so Menatra Nafsha, so she'll make sure to use the Maich, Kedei Lahavchem Bein Zeresh and Nizra B'Kedusha, Bein Zeresh and Nizra Shalei B'Kedusha, in order to be Mavchen, to know whether the child was born, and she conceived the child, whether she conceived the child while she was a Goya, or after she converted. And Shvuya V'Shivcha Nami, generally speaking, by a Shvuya and a Shivcha also, they know what's coming, the Shami Mimarayu, they hear from their masters that they're about to be freed, they'll protect themselves because they also they want to be mavchin, and therefore they'll be mishameshes b'maych. But sometimes you could have a shivcha that she goes out spontaneously. She goes out because her tooth or her eye was knocked out, in which case she didn't know what was coming. So mastam, if she had znus before then, she wasn't using a maich. So how could Rabbi Yaisi say a blanket statement that she doesn't need to wait 3 months? The chi tema called him a mele maid Rabbi Yaisi. Maybe you'll tell me that in such cases Rabbi Yaisi would agree that she needs to wait 3 months, but it's not true. But now we learned anusim afut that tzrich lahamtin shleish chadash and divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a man is Anis or Mafata woman, so now she needs to wait 3 months before going to her husband or having another relationship. Whereas Rabbi Yaisi Matar, the Aris Linasimiyan, Rabbi Yaisi allows her to get married right away, even though it's not like something that she knew was coming, so she probably wasn't Mishamesh's B'maich, she didn't have a Maich there before the Tashmish, and if so, how could Rabbi Yaisi allow her to get married right away? So Elam Rabbaye, the Pshad in Rabbi Yaisi is like this. The Pshad in Rabbi Yaisi is like this, that Isha Mizane Misapecha Shloit Tisaber. Not that she uses the Maich, then she would have to know beforehand. Rather, she's Misapecha, she turns herself over to get all the Zera out, and that's why there's no Chashash by any lady who's Mizana, there's no Chashash that she's going to be pregnant, because even after the fact, she'll just be Misapecha, she'll turn over. The Idach, whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chashin and Shemel in Misapcha Yafa Yafa, even though the Metzias, he's masking, he agrees that that's true, that that's what she'll do, but maybe she didn't get everything out, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is Chashish that she and says that she still needs to wait 3 months. Now the Mishnah said that Vim HaYukehana Yisaf Rachlun Leah. And the story by the mix-up. If Rachel and Leah were Kehanais, so then they become Pasul Truma. Now, obviously, that means they're married to Kehanim, because if they're Kehanais married to Yisraelim, so anyways, they're not eating Truma. So, Mestama, they're Kehanais married to Kehanim. And on that, the Mishnah was saying that they become Pasul Truma. So ask the Gemara, Kehanais and Yisraelis, like, if only if they're Kehanais, but if they're Yisraelis who are married to Kehanim, then they're allowed to continue eating Truma? That's not true. A Yisraelis who's Nenas, she becomes Asul Abailosh. Of course, she's going to become Asul the Truma. She's also to her husband. In such a case, if Rachel and Leah were Kehanis married to Kehanim, in such cases they'd become also to their husbands. Or even if they were Yisraelis married to Kehanim, in such cases they'd be also to their husband. They'd be also to Truma. So says the Gemara, Ema im hayu neshei Kehanim. So in Chanami, we don't mean to say that the wives are Kehanim. It doesn't matter what they are. We mean to say is that if they're married to Kehanim, so now through this Maisa they become possible to Truma because Hagufa they become also to their husbands. Well, says the Gemara, neshei Kehanim in neshei Yisraelim lai. It's only true if they're the wives of Kehanim, but if they're the wives of Yisraelim, so then they have a potential of still being kasher l'truma. Rav Sheshes taught us, and he enlightened our eyes, he showed us that's really my first in the Mishnah, that Eishes Yisrael shenensa, that when you have an Eishes Yisrael who's nenas, so afal pisha mutaris l'baylo, even though the halacha is that she's muta to her husband, still psula l'kuhuna, they still become pasul l'kuhuna. If their husbands die, so they're an almana, technically an almana is muta to a kain, But since they were nanas, they're asr to kahuna, so they're pasul l'truma. So it's not just true by neshei kehanim. This halach is true even by neshei yisraelim that they become pasul l'truma. So rather, Amar Rava, what's this thing where it's specific about kehanis? Amar Rava, Rava explained that hachik kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say that imhayu kehanis nisuas liyisrael nifslu minat truma debe neshayu. That if they're a kehanis married to yisraelim, it's true they're not eating truma right now. But normally speaking, if they're married to yisrael and the husband dies and they don't have any children, they go back to their father's home and they're allowed to eat truma. But in this case, where they had this ma'isa that happened, so then they become pasul truma, and even if their husband dies, they're not going to be able to eat truma in their father's house.